That's the Minutemen with Vietnam from their classic double record, Double Nickels on the Dime, on the SST label. That's an incredible double album for that scene, for the mid-80s punk scene that stands, as far as I'm concerned, stands shoulder to shoulder with Zen Arcade from Husker Du, and certainly as good as Let It Be from the Replacements. So good to hear from them as well. Mike Wide, very underappreciated. He had like a bit of a resurgence in the 90s briefly. But underappreciated as far as I'm concerned. Before that, the Eurythmics with Here Comes the Rain Again from Touch. The Bangles with Hero Takes a Fall from All Over the Place. And U2's A Sort of Homecoming from The Unforgettable Fire. Great record, very influential for me when I first heard it. And this is our 1984 show. So all these records, 40 years old. This is inspired by the Sound Opinions podcast that I've been listening to with Greg Codd and Jim DeRogatis as co-hosts. And they had a 40-year retrospective just this past week, and so this inspired me to have my own show devoted to the same topic, and they played the Minutemen, and I think they played the Bangles as well. I don't picture those guys being into the Bangles, but maybe they had a crush on Susanna Hoffs when they were teenagers. All right, so up next, it's this one from the Cars, the big Cars fan. You know, it's funny, it's like, I have no problem listening to their old records, but this one, from Heartbeat City, little difficulty there. I do like the title track, 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford WMFO. We'll be right back.
Yeah. Shaka Khan, let me rock it, let me rock it, Shaka Khan. Let me rock it, that's all I wanna do. Shaka Khan, let me rock it, let me rock it, Shaka Khan. Let me rock it, let me feel for you. Shaka Khan, what you tell me, what you wanna do? Do you feel for me the way I feel for you? Shaka Khan, let me tell you what I wanna do. I wanna love you, wanna hug you, wanna squeeze you too. And let me take it in my arm, let me feel you with my charm, Shaka. Cause you know that I'm the one that keep you warm, Shaka. I make it more than just a physical dream. I wanna rock you, Shaka, baby, cause you make me wanna scream. Let me rock it, rock it.
And it's Talk Talk with It's My Life. Prior to that, the legendary Chaka Khan with I Feel For You. I didn't realize this, but Prince wrote that song. Prince was apparently everywhere in the 80s, not just his own music, but writing other people's songs. Run DMC before that with Rockbox. One of the first rap songs to incorporate guitars, like rock-based guitars. Before even the collab with Aerosmith, Walk This Way, they had that one with Rockbox off of their self-titled debut. The Cars, Heartbeat City, that was their title track. Mega massive hit that was. Even all these years later, I have a hard time handling like Magic and Drive. You know, it's hard, it's difficult. I want to say thank you to my listeners in Framingham, especially those falling asleep to me in their bedrooms. So thanks for tuning in. And we're kind of in the home stretch here, final half hour of the show. A lot of good stuff coming up, including this one from Simple Minds. This is Waterfront from Sparkle in the Rain, 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford, WMFO.
excellent though I know it must be. So cruelly you kissed me. Your lips a magic world. Your sky all hung with jewels. The killing moon will come too soon. Fate up against your will. Through the thick and he will wait until you give yourself to him.
Give you. might know of the original sin. You might know how to play with fire. But did you know of the murder committed? And there was a time when the facts did stare. There is a dream, and it's held by many. Well, I'm sure you had to see its open arms.
Dream on, white boy.
We're going to have to talk over NXS. Great song, Original Sin from The Swing. Prior to that, Echo and the Bunnymen, The Killing Moon from Ocean Rain. And we had Billy Idol's Flesh for Fantasy from Rebel Yell, Simple Minds, Waterfront from Sparkle in the Rain. And it was Talk Talk's It's My Life, from the record of the same name, starting off that set. So this is our show devoted to the music of 1984. 40th anniversary. I was inspired by the podcast Sound Opinions with Greg Cott and Jim DeRogatis, the irrepressible music journalist, been around for like 60 years probably. So I've been dancing around like Michael Jackson and Prince, of course, and Prince is going to wrap the show up with Purple Rain. Can't avoid it. He was a massive, massive star at this point in his career. He had already like toured with the Rolling Stones as an opening act. He had already had great records, Dirty Mind, Controversy, and he was already an artist, very, very well respected. So we're going to have this track, Purple Rain, close out the show. I will see you next week here on WMFO 91.5 Medford.
I think you better close it and let me guide you.